Welcome to Likely Stories, a monthly review of fiction, biographies, poetry, or nonfiction. I'm Jim McKeown. Peggy Leon's second novel, A Theory of All Things, is an original story with an interesting cast of characters, all with different personalities and voices, yet all molded of the same stuff. Her story is way more than intriguing, and it kept me turning pages. The story revolves around the six Bennett children, their father who suffers from Alzheimer's, a mother who disappeared years before, and two young women in relationships with two of the sons. The story is told in diary form with snippets of emails sprinkled in between. Peter, the oldest, committed suicide sometime after the mother abandoned the family. All the siblings have their own secrets and guilt involving Peter. Sarah, a photographer, and her twin sister Ellie, a sculptor, live in New York and on an Aegean island, respectively. Sarah becomes entangled with a homeless woman, while Ellie takes up with a young Greek man. All four lives are complicated in interesting ways. Mary has stayed at home to care for Frank, their father, and even though she has an advanced degree in English literature, she has never worked outside the home. She is also the anchor that holds the family together. Luke is the youngest, and he's a loner who wanders the roads around Southern California and collects discarded soda and beer cans, which he fashions into mobiles. Luke also collects Willow, a young woman with storytelling tattoos and piercings galore. The sixth sibling, and the most interesting, is Mark. He has a PhD in physics and never misses an opportunity to apply scientific principles to every aspect of life. Somewhat dorky and relationship challenged, he is dating Claire, a graduate student at the university where he teaches. With amazing skill, Leon has created unique voices for all these characters. Each chapter has its own narrator, and here is Mark, who has the first and last words on the Bennett family. "I do not trust memories. To look back is to place an artificial construct on random events. Things happen. Look at existence at the subatomic level. Electrons waver, drop from their path. Must there be a reason? Is it always a sign? Look at the cosmos, a billion, billion stars." My private chuckle, yes, a colleague did say something like that. "Galaxies, black holes, novas and nebulas, how many still exist? How many winked out eons ago?" "Aha," you say, "there is memory, the memory of stars." "No," I would counter, "just unfinished business, light traveling blindly until it runs into something solid. Yet the ancients looking up from the earth connected the dots, drew pictures in nothingness, charted their courses, prayed. Where are those sages now?" It proves my point, really. Do not trust memories. Thus, Mark begins his interpretation of his life and the lives of his now extended family. Secret languages, secret lives, secret hopes and dreams all come together in a grand unified story of the Bennett family. I hope this novel makes it to the big screen because the humor, the mild pathos, the tension work together so well with these characters. I can see them and hear their voices as I read. This novel, recently published, is now available, and you want to get on the Peggy Leon bandwagon now. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next month for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or comment about this segment, please share your views with us. Feedback is welcome and encouraged. Go to kwbu.org/comments. You can also hear this and other local segments online at kwbu.org.